So, Peter Stewart in real life, Tweeter Stewart on Twitter, TWEETERSTEWART. We've spoken about the zone that you need to go into, the information you need to have to better sound authentic and better engage your target listener. And one of those was knowing who the target listener is. You know, it's going to be more easy to be conversational if you know who you're having that conversation with. And we've also started talking about the words that you use. We've spoken about that before, of course, but more recently we did it over the last couple of days. Now we're going to start looking a little bit at articulation and the role that articulation has in conversationality. I mean, of course, people have to understand what it is you're saying, and as we saw before, the level of articulation has to be appropriate for the message and for the audience. But if you worry too much about them sounding right, then you may sound artificial rather than conversational, robotic rather than perhaps warm. And that means that in some situations it may be possible not to have to read every single word. When you have a voiceover script, you've of course got to read it exactly. It's been written, edited, redrafted, submitted, approved, timed and signed off. New scripts too, well, hopefully, have been crafted for clarity, fluency and legalities. But a script for a podcast may invite a little more fluidity. But you know what? You don't have to read every word as it's written. And even with a commercial voiceover script, there may be some slight, subtle, but important changes you can make, almost imperceptible, to make you sound much more conversational. And we'll talk about that tomorrow and over the next few days as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.